Dame Edna Everidge is on her last tour. See her while you can.
Hello, Possums!
Dame Edna's glorious goodbye, the farewell tour, is now in Los Angeles. It will go on to San Francisco, Palm Desert, and Toronto. The Grande Dame of the stage concludes her tour in April in Washington, D.C. After 60 years of making audiences laugh, weep, have acid reflux, and ruminate deeply on the human experience, the ever-lovely Dame Edna joins us now from the studios of NPR West. Thank you so much for being with us.
Scott, hello, darling. May I call you darling? Because I feel that when we last had a meaningful exchange,
yes,
a sort of intimacy grew up. Yeah. It was as though you were on the next pillow.
I kind of remember that. It's coming back to me now. We had a lovely chat, certainly.
We did, and wasn't it popular? The ratings soared.
Yes, that's true. They've plummeted since, of course, because we haven't had you back.
I'm going to help them again.
Well, I certainly hope so. now this farewell tour, does that mean that when it's all done, you're going to sit at home in that suburb of Melbourne that I'm not sure how to pronounce?
I never do. Yeah. I'm a restless spirit, Scott.
Right.
And I'm not like a number of stars that I could mention, yeah, who announce farewell tours, collect the money, and then come back a year later and expect to do it all over again. I consider that dishonest. It doesn't mean I'll disappear.
Yes,
I might do television things.
Mm-hmm.
You and I might have another meaningful dialogue.
So. Yeah.
But on this tour, I really find not just strange hotels, even though I'm in the luxury penthouse so often, but airports, darling. I mean, I have to pretty well take all my clothes off. I have to subject myself to pretty ruthless searches.
Of
them an affront to my modesty, frankly.
Yeah, I should think. May I ask you a question?
Of course, that is your role.
Thank you for reminding me.
Throw it at me. Sock it to me, Scotty.
What about this story I've heard that you are responsible for introducing Kate Middleton to Prince William?
Yes, well, it was a lovely thing. I've done a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always paid off. But Prince William, of course, is a lovely boy, but he's shy. He's very, like a lot of tall men.
Mm.
He's very, very shy. And I thought, I met this girl, little Kate Middleton, and I thought, something told me that they would click.
Oh.
And I arranged a little lunch, and we were chatting away, but I could see the chemistry. And I dropped my napkin, and I just had a peep under the table, and I saw Prince William's beautiful shoe brushing Kate's calf.
Oh, my word.
There was a little bit of that under-the-table eroticism, is what I would call it.
Yes, certainly.
But I was very, very delighted to see that the chemistry was working. You know, they're very intellectually similar.
May I ask, Dame Edna, what is the key to remaining so vibrant after so many years on tour?
It's so simple. Now, mm-hmm, I looked at my face about 10 years ago, Scotty,
mm-hmm,
and I thought to myself, why have I done a pact with the devil? Why am I looking so young and so unconventionally lovely?
Yes.
Why? And
yes,
I thought, what I need to do is to age myself in some way. I have to look normal.
Mm.
People won't believe it.
Yeah, right.
So I went to Brazil.
Yes.
And I saw the top man there, of course, a cosmetic surgeon. And I said, look, I need to look my age.
Yes.
He said, well, Edna, your hair is still a natural, very, very natural mauve.
I was
born, by the way, Scott, with this colour.
Oh, my.
I was. It's very unusual.
Yes.
And
lovely,
unusual,
too. Yeah.
And it is beautiful, isn't it? You felt it. You're touching it now. But I said to the doctor, what can you do? And he said, well, Ethne, you must have some little crow's feet. You know what crow's feet are, Scott?
The little kind of cross hatches on your...
In the corner of your eyes.
Yes.
Do you know what my mother used to say?
No.
Crow's feet are the dried up beds of old smiles.
Oh.
Isn't that lovely?
That is beautiful.
That he said, we'll give you some crow's feet. And I said, he said, and what you need? He said, your neckline is perfect. You haven't got that horrible turkey neck. He said, you need a little soft double chin. A soft little pillow, a little cushion under your chin.
Very thoughtful. Yeah.
And I said, can you do that? He said, yes. And do you know what he did?
Mm-hmm.
I saw him delving in a sort of white box, a freezer.
Yes.
And he pulled out a little shrink-wrapped package. It looked like a chicken breast.
Yes.
And he said, we'll stitch this on, and it'll settle in, and that will give you a lovely double chin. And I said, what is that? He said, oh, well, that was Elizabeth Taylor's left love handle. Elizabeth Taylor's love handle is now my soft little chin. And if you look at it very closely,
yes,
you can see some indentations.
Mm-hmm. Richard Burton, yes, go ahead.
Richard Burton's fingernails.
How beautiful. So they should
isn't
wind
it beautiful?
Up on your
chin. So, is history in my face?
Ah.
History. And I have been going strong for about 60 years. A bit longer than you, but then I am a bit older. And, you know, I am approaching 60. I am approaching 60. But, Scott, yes, unfortunately, from the wrong direction. Well. Oh, darling. Well, thank you. And thank you. Thank you so much.
Well.
And I want to thank all your listeners for having me at their place.
Well, we thank you. Dame Edna Everidge, her glorious goodbye, the farewell tour, is on the road until April. Thank you so much, your dameness. It's always wonderful to speak with you. I hope we'll speak again.
We will, Scotty. Lots of love.
Thank
bye,
you.
Possums.
Wish me luck as you wave me goodbye.